Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Folks, every single thing I've warned you about all kind of came to a head yesterday. Every book I've written, I get it, we're kind of sober and somber today, but it's for a reason. Everything I've warned you about, from the Spygate scandal to the police state movie, everything I warned you about came to a head yesterday in one of the most devastating news pieces you're ever going to see. And make no mistake, it was not a leak. Don't go anywhere. Today we got a loaded show, probably the most important we've done in a long time. Omaha Steaks, folks, has all your fall cravings covered. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code Bongino at checkout for an extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required. Again, stacked show. I'm going to walk you through every single thing today. Please don't go anywhere. We're going to break the internet today with this thing. Folks, you know about Relief Band? It helped me get through chemotherapy. This is my actual Relief Band here. It was, chemo stinks. It makes you nauseous. So Relief Band sent me one of these, and I was like, is this thing going to work? Not only it worked incredibly well. In my case, it worked better than some of the drugs they gave me. You just turn it on, you turn it up right here. It's a number one anti-nausea wristband that helps quickly relieve and effectively prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, chemotherapy, and so much more. Relief Band is natural, fast-acting, and will last as long as you need it. It's 100% drug-free, non-drowsy, and has zero side effects. Relief Band has a Better Business Bureau rating and over 100,000 satisfied customers, so they're a brand you can trust. I trust them. I use them. Plus, Relief Band helps treat and prevent nausea, so you can help avoid nausea from becoming a problem in the first place. My daughter used it when she goes on a boat, so she doesn't get nauseous. Remember, you don't have to go to overplan for nausea relief or dose for up to 6 hours before a trip. Just bring your Relief Band. You're good to go. We've got an exclusive offer just for Dan Bongino Show listeners. If you go to reliefband.com/Bongino and use code Bongino, you'll get 20% off plus free shipping. So head to reliefband.com/Bongino. Use our promo code Bongino for 20% off plus free shipping. Thanks, Relief Band, for everything you did for me. I appreciate it. All right, Joe, big show today. So let's go.
And we're off.
Yes, we are off. And this is going to be one of the most dramatic shows we've done in a long time, because every single thing we've been warning you about the police state is now freaking right here, up your caboose, creeping in right now. You like that imagery? Yeah. I told you. It was not a leak to Newsweek. It was a warning. Also, later, I'm going to do my Why They All Suck segment and why this week can turn this speaker vacancy into a huge win, as long as we don't start falling in love with people and we start falling in love with principles. Why? Because they all suck. I'm going to show you what I mean coming up later. So don't go anywhere for that. We've got to nail down Scalise or Jordan, by the way. These are the only two options. We don't have to fall in love with anyone. I'm just telling you, we can win this thing. Let's get back to this. Holy shit, the most damning evidence yet surfaces yesterday that the police state is right here. Right here. I told you right now. Everybody's talking about this story. It broke last night. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, some FBI guy leaked to Newsweek that the FBI is now going to be targeting MAGA Trump supporters. It was not a leak. Listen to me. This was done intentionally, because if you understand one of my golden rules of liberalism, it is not about anything but hierarchy to them. They are in charge. They want you to know they're in charge. They want to give you the double barrel middle finger. They don't care. This was a warning shot. There is no way Newsweek got this in a leak. A leaker's not going to Newsweek. They're going to, right? They're going to Breitbart. They'll go to Fox. They'll go to Newsmax. They're not going to Newsweek. This was a warning. Here's the piece. Donald Trump followers targeted by FBI as 2024 election nears. I told you, folks, I did this movie with Dinesh, Police State, for a reason. It's not because I had nothing to do. It's not because I was eager to make money off your ticket sales. I don't need it. My finances are a public record because I'm a public stakeholder in a public company. Nobody gives a shit. You need to see it. I want you to watch about a minute and a half of this. This is a trailer for our new movie, Police State. Comes out in theaters October 23rd and 25th. The virtual premiere 2 days after that. The website's policestatefilm.net if you want to take a look. This is what's here now, not tomorrow. And right now. Right now. Take a listen.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Chief Division Counsel and DOJ have approved a no-knock breach.
We want the subject to be on display, doing the walk of shame, full visual impact. Any questions?
Are we becoming a police state?
Government told American citizens they couldn't go to church on Sunday.
I've never seen anything like it. It may be the Russia other people grew up in, but not my America.
FBI warrant, come to the door now!
There's a heavy banging at my door. Open up! It's 15 marked units on my property. I got SWAT in the back of my house.
It took a battering ram to my door.
6 a.m., I hear boom, boom, boom.
And hear about 6 to 8 military-style soldiers,
with the tallest one of them pointing an automatic rifle at my head.
FBI, we have an arrest warrant!
Shock you out of sleep, drag you out of your house half clothed, refuse to give you a warrant, ransack your house.
Now I'm facing 15 years in federal prison
for doing nothing other than exercising my right to free speech.
I had no reason to be attacked.
I hope that you remember Matt's name and the role you played in killing him.
I've seen this movie now 2 or 3 times, and look at this. I'm getting goosebumps. Just it's hard to believe, man, that I raised my right hand to swear allegiance to a constitution to protect and defend this place. And it's descended into the police state we all just read about in the Encyclopedia Britannica when we were kids. I can't believe this is happening. But it is. This Newsweek article popped last night, folks. Again, this wasn't a leak. Make no mistake, this was a warning. This was done on purpose to scare you before the election. The only thing you can do is not live in fear. The federal government, quote, believes that the threat of violence and major civil disturbances around the 2024 U.S. presidential election is so great that it's quietly created a new category of extremists it seeks to track and counter. Donald Trump's army of MAGA followers. That's you. Or many of you. That's you. And make no mistake, if you in the listening audience are a Tim Scott, DeSantis, Nikki Haley supporter, whoever else you're running, you're next. Don't you think for a second that this is only about Donald Trump. This is about you. If Ron DeSantis takes over in the polls, it'll be about you next and him. This is a warning. This piece was sent out on purpose. This wasn't an accident. It goes on. Listen to this. This is critical. How the FBI shifted the definition of anti-government, anti-authority, violent extremist groups to include political views. They note here that right after January 6th, the FBI authored a report. And in this report, it shifted the definition. Listen to this. Of anti-government, anti-authority, violent extremism from furtherance of ideological agendas to furtherance of political or social agendas. For the first time, such groups could be so labeled because of their politics. This is not a freaking accident. The FBI, now in an official report they co-authored, is now targeting people because of their politics. Ladies and gentlemen, you, I told you it's only a matter of time, did I not? Before the knock is at your door. Do you think I was fucking with you? You think I'm wasting your time? You think these people who talk to me and these whistleblowers, this network now I have of people, you think they're telling me this stuff? You think I lied to you when I said it's only a matter of time for their knocking on my door? By the way, I have from very reliable people. I don't have the details to give to you yet. I'm still waiting on the finals. That they are terrified of this movie coming out and are going to try to do something about it. More on that. Now, here's how I know that this was not a leak. It's a warning. The person who, air quotes, leaked this to Newsweek wants to make sure that you understand that this could be targeted at Democrats too. But notes, there's a low likelihood of that. Oh, really? So yes, in practical terms, the source notes, this targeting they're talking about refers to MAGA, though the carefully constructed language is wholly nonpartisan. This is a signal. Democrats, don't worry. Although technically, this political thing could target you too because of your politics. We won't really. You think this is an accident? Why do you think they want a firearms list? Why do you think they want to change the definition of an FFL? Why do you think they have CISA monitoring people and social media stuff and traffic? Why do you think the government's knee deep in monitoring Facebook? You think this is all an accident? You're going to trust this guy, Christopher Wray, to target Democrats and Republicans equally? This guy doesn't even believe Antifa is a real thing. He thinks it's an idea. Listen to yourself.
We look at Antifa as more of an ideology or a movement than an organization.
Folks, the key tenet, the core, the base of a police state, the base of a police state is selective prosecution. Prosecuting one side, MAGA people, while giving the Democrats a pass. Joe, do me a favor. Can you go back to that third one where he said it would apply to Democrats as well, the Newsweek piece? This is a critical thing. Obviously, if Democrats resort to violence, it would apply to them too. But there's a low likelihood of that. This is a sign, brothers. They're telling the Democrats, don't worry, Antifa. Don't worry, BLM. Beat the shit out of these people in the streets. But if they fight back, we're coming for them for political extremism, these MAGA people. You think this is a leak? I've heard about 1,000 people call this thing a leak. It's a warning shot. We are in a full-blown police state now. It's here. Right now. Ladies and gentlemen, selective justice based on nothing more than emotions is the key tenet of a police state. If you're emotionally involved with liberals and you love them for their ideology, they get a pass. You hate MAGA people because they're anti-government, violent extremists. You just made that up. You go for them. We're living in this right now. How else do you explain this clownish trial of Donald Trump up in New York right now in front of a ridiculous judge who claims Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million, who smiles for the camera like a goofball while a presidential campaign is going on? You think they care? It's hierarchy, brothers. It's hierarchy. They are in charge and they want you to know this judge is nothing more than an apparatchik of this police state. He doesn't need marching orders from D.C. He's a liberal. He knows exactly what to do. I want you to listen to this video they took of him a while ago. This is the judge in the Trump case in New York. I want you to listen to him very clearly. Say exactly what I just told you. Ah, jury schmury. If my emotions are involved in a case, I'll just overrule them based on emotion. Listen to them. You don't need to listen to me. Check this out.
Now, I'm going to say something controversial, even though I'm being taped. Juries get it wrong a lot.
That's my own opinion. I do only civil trials, personal injury cases, contract disputes. But I've had situations where, like, oh, my heaven's sake, how could they have thought that? Well, I have a tool that I can deal with that. It's called judgment notwithstanding the verdict. I can say there is no possible way that a reasonable jury would have reached that conclusion. And, all right, am I following the law or am I making law? Okay, I'm following law. I'm an impartial referee, but it's hard to factor out my own emotions.
This is the judge in the Trump case, dude. The freaking judge in the Trump case, acknowledging he can't factor out his emotions. We have a trial by jury system for a reason in the Constitution. Because of the collective wisdom of crowds. We don't just civilly and criminally penalize people because some judge has a bug up his ass. You're living in the police state right now. Here's your attorney general, the Agino, attorney general in name only. Here's Merrick Garland, who can't seem to explain why the president's son involved in potential FARA violations, tax fraud, gun charges, seems to have to not have to do anything Republicans have to do to jump through legal hoops to clear their names because he's getting a sweetheart deal. He tells 60 Minutes, don't worry, man. Just trust me. I'm doing the right thing. Just take my word for it. Listen to this.
We do not have one rule for Republicans and another rule for Democrats. We don't have one rule for foes and another for friends. We don't have one rule for the powerful and another for the powerless, for the rich or for the poor, based on ethnicity. We have only one rule. And that one rule is that we follow the facts and the law, and we reach the decisions required by the Constitution, and we protect civil liberties.
I know nothing. Nothing.
The guy's trying to Sergeant Schultz the whole thing. He thinks we don't notice that his boss has a massive classified document scandal on his hands. There's a presidential election going on he claims he's running for, and yet he's not the one with his ass in court in front of judges like that last guy, that clown. He's asking you to be blind to the whole thing. This selective prosecution is the essence of a police state, man. This is where we are. Folks, and what does the police state want more than anything? And this seems counterintuitive, but I need you to understand this. This Bongino army we're building, man, I'm so proud of you all. I love every one of you. What we're doing here is special. 107,000 people. We filled a freaking enormous football stadium yesterday at 11 o'clock with no cable news backing or anything because of you. But I need you to understand it, to take this message and go forward. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know when the knock comes on my door next. These people are crazy. And I'm not kidding. You need to take this message and go forward. It is going to happen. It's only a matter of time. This chaos they're causing in the economy, in the streets, in classrooms, it's all being done on purpose because of the Walking Dead theory. We don't get dead. They don't care. The Walking Dead theory. Why do big government socialists love chaos, crime, Antifa, BLM, chaos in the classrooms, chairs being thrown at teachers, economic malaise, border chaos? Why do they love it so much? Because of that episode of The Walking Dead, the zombie apocalypse happens, and Rick and the survivors, they run into an abandoned prison and they love it in there because the zombies can't get in. Why would someone walk into a prison of the mind or a physical prison voluntarily? Because they're afraid of what's on the outside. Fear. Fear is the currency of the left. They've always had shock troops in the street. So you will beg the government for normalcy again. This is being done on purpose. These people aren't stupid. I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. Some of the most, this next segment's going to be a little troubling. If you're not ready for it, I understand. Some of these videos aren't easy to watch. but you need to see them. You need to see them. Let me take a quick break. Show's been intense. 66,000 already. Love you all. Thank you. Hey, almost all Americans are going to owe taxes for this year or owe for the previous years, unless, of course, you're the son of the president or the wife of an ex-president. The IRS and Biden's government want your money more than ever. And as you know, it's been reported they're hiring thousands of agents. Let me tell you about a tax mitigation company called America First Tax Group. America First, their tax lawyers are experts. They routinely stand up to the IRS and save taxpayers thousands. Here's their number. Give them a call. 800-272-7613. Whether you already owe taxes or you're going to owe this year, America First can help put those dollars back in your pocket where they belong. America First Tax Group's professionals are also experts at state taxes, and you can help protect. They can help protect you from levies, liens, and garnishments. Call them. 800-272-7613. By using the same tax laws that the global elites use, America First Tax Group could be your own private tax army. Call today, 800-272-7613. That's 800-272-7613. Or go to AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com today. AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com. Call 800-272-7613 or go to AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com. Thanks, America First. This chaos is intentional, ladies and gentlemen. It is the point. The chaos is the point. This is what Soros and his goons wanted. My Walking Dead theory is real. The only question I have for you is it bad enough yet? Is it bad enough before we hit the breaking point where these people can implement their full socialist state that we can stop it and start rolling that ball back down the hill before it crosses the other side? The answer is it's not bad enough yet. I want you to watch this video out of a Circle K. People are fed up, folks. You're going to see more of this stuff. They can't take it anymore. We're reaching a breaking point, and it's going to get ugly. Take a look. Watch what happens. Check this out. Watch. Here we go. I warned you. I warned you. You're going to see more of this. People are going to start shooting back. You saw this video out of Philly? Guy jumps on a lady's car. She's got two kids in the back of the car. There's been an arrest made. Doesn't really matter. This guy's part of a gang of probably like 10,000 other people that do the same thing. Decided to be a good idea to go jump on a woman's windshield in the back. Breaks the windshield in the back of the car. Glorious, right? Just fantastic. He's got a gun on him, sticks it in her face. Notice the lady gets out of the car, though, because people are getting pissed off, folks. This is the chaos they want. This is all on purpose, man. This isn't an accident. There's a reason Soros wants prosecutors that allow this stuff. Why? Because it doesn't work for them? They just think you're stupid. Of course, you saw this video. This guy in New York, stabbed to death in front of his girlfriend coming out of a wedding. You see this one? Right in front of his girlfriend, stabbed to death. Right in the heart. I got news for you. You get stabbed in the heart, man, it's over. They ain't saving you. Chances of you living are 1 in 10 million. Watch what happens here. Think it's bad enough yet? He's about to find out. Dead. Dead.
Go watch him.
You just witnessed the end of someone's life. Stabbed in the heart. In New York. Folks, let me give you a warning. As a cop, an agent, guy who loved the whole self-defense space for a long time, you stand very little chance of living if someone attacks you with a knife. I don't care what you've seen on TV. In the chat, if you have any advice, chime right in. But I'm telling you right now, my experience with knife self-defense, you stand very little chance of living. When you give a guy a rubber knife, right, that'll bend, that's obviously not going to hurt you, and you put a little ink on the tip, and you tell the most untrained loser, try to stab me and I'm going to defend myself, you're going to have ink dots all over your body, some of them on your chest. It's not like the movies. Come at me like this, and I'm going to do this. Wait, what? And I'm going to do some Aikido move? No.
It's an awful wound.
And if it's got a blood gutter on it, then forget it. You're done. Here's my advice. You want my advice? As a guy who's got a deep body of experience in this space, if you are approached with a man with a knife or a woman with a knife, it don't matter. Get the fuck out of there. Run as fast as you can. Get out. You stand almost no chance. You are not going to block anything. And even if you grab his hand, he's going to reach his other hand and grab it with that. Good luck trying to grab two wrists. With for a guy geeked up, most likely on drugs, you will die. This is how bad this stuff is. Yes, and I get some of you in the chat are probably thinking, that's why you got to carry. Okay, I understand, totally. Some people won't, they can't. Some people live in these states. Some people don't have that option. That's the obvious choice. You get a knife and a gun, I'll take a gun. Now, some people have asked, what's the safe distance for me away from someone in a knife fight? One, none, because they're going to chase you down. But if you look at some of the data on this, it's about 21 feet. If you can maintain about 21 feet, yes, this guy will be on you in seconds. Here's the last piece of advice I'll give you. If you cannot get away, you're stuck in a closed alley, the closed room, and there's no way out, and you have absolutely no other option, including jumping on the ceiling and grabbing something, there's no other way out. If there is absolutely no way out, if you've got a shirt on or a jacket or anything, try to take it off and use it as a whip. Is it going to keep you alive? Probably a 1 in a million chance. However, no matter how badass someone is, people don't like getting hit with stuff. Even if you like swing something at them at their face, it's their instinct to turn their eyes away. Do this to someone's eye. They can't stop. They will blink no matter what. It may buy you seconds. That's it. To try to grab something. If there's no other way for you to get away, take off your shirt, rip it off of your jacket, and just swing it at their eyes. They will blink. I promise you. It's the best, worst advice I can give you because you will die. Why is all this happening, folks? Because the Soros prosecutors understood full well that if they can just let a few bands of criminals into the street, very few people, it will change everything. It's what I call reverse broken windows. Broken windows policing, which cleaned up New York City. Broken windows policing, feel free to look it up, was the idea that if you arrest people for the little things, the big things take care of themselves. I'm going to take a quick break and I'm going to explain this and I'm going to prove to you on the other side of this that this reverse broken windows is being done intentionally to scare the shit out of you in the streets. Today's show brought to you by MediShare. Regular listeners to the show, you know how passionate I am about encouraging you to support companies that share your values and stop giving your money to those that don't. You know where this is a huge issue? Health insurance. You might be surprised what some are making you pay for procedures you don't believe in. And this is one of the huge reasons why MediShare is so attractive for people like us who don't want to use their own healthcare dollars for procedures that may be harmful. MediShare is a reliable, affordable alternative to health insurance. They're a nonprofit ministry. It's a community of like-minded Christians, more than 400,000 members now. They can help save a lot. Many families save around $500 a month. And member surveys consistently show they like it much more than health insurance because it works and they can believe in it. Make the switch today. Go to MediShare, MediShare.com/Bongino, MediShare.com/Bongino, and find out how you can access affordable, reliable healthcare and become part of a community you can count on. That's MediShare.com/Bongino, MediShare.com/Bongino. Thanks, MediShare. Go check them out. And our last sponsor today, I need it right now because I'm so ticked off and I need a little boost. He asked me if there's sniffs left. Not only one, not only two, but yes, three sniffs left, even though this bag, you think it'd be sniffed out by now. Blackout coffee. It's not. That's how good this stuff is. You tired of the same old monotonous BS liberal flavored coffee? It probably tastes like liberal coffee too. Stop giving your money this crap. I drink Blackout coffee because I love good, strong, robust tasting coffee that tastes like coffee and smells like coffee. I get up in the morning, take a big waft in of that coffee, and I love it. I'm proud to personally recommend Blackout Coffee. It's a coffee 100% committed to this country and conservative values. From sourcing the beans to roasting, customer support or shipping, they've got an incredible work ethic. They're dedicated to promoting conservative principles. They accept no compromise on either taste or quality. Do me a favor. Just check them out. You're going to love them. Someone sent me a text this morning, my friend, with his cup of Blackout. Blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino. Use coupon code Bongino for 20% off your first order. Ditch those other guys. Blackout Coffee remains true to our values. That's blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino or use coupon code Bongino for 20% off your first order. Thanks, Blackout Coffee. We appreciate it. So, folks, you have to be intellectually a step ahead of the Soros types out there. They understood a long time ago that the overwhelming majority of the crime is committed by a small number of people. Any cops in the chat today? Give me a yes if you are, an N if you're not. Well, don't give me an N if you're not. Just give me a Y if you're not. If you're not, we know. Folks, if you're a cop in the street or have been, you know exactly what I'm talking about and you know it's true. You can be in the worst neighborhood in New York City. I worked in it, the 7-5 precinct in East New York, Brooklyn. Ask anybody in the NYPD, what's the worst precinct in the city? They'll be like, oh my gosh, the 7-5. I worked there. I was there for 2 years. The crime rate was through the roof. We would come in on the C tour, 4 to 12, 4 p to midnight, Central, 911, and be holding like 50 jobs on a Friday. 7-5 King holding 21 in your sector, kidnapping, drug sale, robbery. You're like, this all happened in my sector? There's like five sectors in the 7-5, maybe six or seven, and depending on a busy night, how many people they had. Do you understand how crazy that is? These are jobs held over from the last shift because there were so many crimes in the last shift, they didn't even get to them. It was serious stuff. Attempted murder. We got a gun guy, a robbery, a grand larceny. Guy had his car stolen. This was a Friday night. But the craziest thing I saw, you could sit out there in a footpost and the overwhelming majority of people you ran into were really, really, really good people. I mean the overwhelming majority. No, this isn't some bullshit virtue signal. You think we do that here? You're wasting your time then. They were. They would tap you on the shoulder. I was there. I saw it. Don't tell me it didn't happen. And they'd say, you know, listen, that guy's dealing on the corners. Don't say I said anything. This guy's been harassing my daughter on the way home from school. We think he's carrying illegally or something. This would happen all the time. It was just these small number of dogs who were ruining the whole neighborhood. Soros understands that the same people, if you can flush them through the criminal justice system and get them back on the streets as quickly as possible, no cash bail, desk appearance tickets, you can keep the chaos going. Broken windows was the opposite. It was the idea that if you arrest a guy for jumping a turnstile, getting on the train, even though you've only got him for turnstile jumping and he's in, say, jail for the weekend holding him, that the same guy was going to go rape someone on the train. A criminal's not going to pay for the fare. He just jumps the turnstile. So the rape he was going to commit on the train never happened because he got locked up for what? For turnstile jumping. It works. It works everywhere it's been tried. They're now doing reverse broken windows. It is this small group of people that is now back on the street, not in jail on the weekend, raping, robbing, and pillaging. Look at this article. Someone sent this to me from the Irish Independent from a while ago, but it's worth your time. Number of burglaries in Leinster plummets after deaths of three criminals in a crash. Three people died and the burglary rate plummeted. Why? Because they were committing probably 50, 60% of the burglaries themselves. Joe, it reminded me of a story, a neighborhood you know well, Severna Park. Joe and I, we lived in Maryland. Joe's been over. You remember the neighborhood I lived in? Nice neighborhood. Very nice, right? I'll tell you a quick story, folks. There was a guy in that neighborhood, troubled family, a whole bunch of bad stuff. There was a suicide that happened in the family. The kid was messed up. There was a crime spree in the neighborhood. People having stuff stolen out of their cars, vandalism. The whole thing was this kid. I'm talking about like 30, 40 incidents. The family moved away, it all stopped. If you lived in that neighborhood, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That is why we have got to get back to law and order. You start pulling these people off the street one by one, you are going to see dramatic reductions in the street chaos you see now. Having said that, it's not bad enough yet. People aren't voting different. Are they going to vote different in 2024? I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying to wake them up. I'm grabbing them. We're like, please, please, please wake up. Are they going to? I don't know. I don't wish ill on anyone. I don't. If Jesus can forgive, so can I. However, these people are not going to change until they get kicked in the balls themselves. I wish it didn't happen, but it's going to. How bad does the economy have to get until people wake up? This video went viral. Millions of views all over social media. Did you see this? This is just a guy who went to Costco. I mean, it's just a regular dude. He went to Costco, the discount store, and he said inflation, 7%. He's like, that's BS, man. Look at these prices. I paid $5 for this thing a month ago. This thing went nuclear. Tell me the economy's only running 7% inflation so I can laugh in your face. Watch this.
So I'm walking around Costco here, and I'm noticing these prices. For example, these Madras lentils, $15.99. I bought those a year ago for $6.99. I keep getting told that we got, you know, 6, 7% inflation. You got to be kidding me. Let's look at what else we got going on here. We literally bought this chicken broth, $5.69, 2 months ago. Dang, this is the flour we were buying for $5.99 last year.
Folks, the guy's in the store, man. He's in the store.
Oh, but economist Paul Krugman told me inflation's under control.
He doesn't give a shit about you. The economy is a freaking train wreck. Folks, the 10-year treasury bill, the interest rate on it is exploding. There's some predictions now it could get to double digits if we don't get a lid on this. You have any idea the damage that would cause throughout the economy? Look at some of these ridiculous tweets about this garbage economy. NBC News. Student loan payments restart today, forcing borrowers to take on more debt and put off savings for retirement. Welcome to the real world, bro. I'm not paying for your car. Oh, here, dude.
Here it is.
Here it is, folks. I'm sorry. I mess up Guy's camera work here, but he makes it happen. It's time for this again. I still haven't erased it. The liberal guide to loan repayment. Don't be a bum. Here's your ass. We call it the rump here. If you take the ass rump to a freaking job, you will get money. Bonginomics. Get a freaking job. Is there in the chat, there's a Bongenomics emoji. Get a freaking job. They're forced to make difficult life decisions. You mean like that guy in the store who's paying $22 for quick chocolate milk to pay your student loans because you went to college for 19th century women's studies? Pay your own loans. Stop being bums. And to Republicans, stop being, oh, I want to say it so bad. Yes. Stop being Democrats. Well said, Joe. Stop telling people bullshit. What? You did. Guy's got a student loan. He did this crazy thing yesterday. He took his salary from the Bongino show and paid it. Bongenomics. It freaking works. Your ass. Just pick it up and walk it to a freaking job. Get a job. Get a job. Whole world is falling apart. We're pussyfooting around. Oh, they're going to have to make tough choices as they pay back their student loans. Tough shit. It's the way the world works. Oh, don't worry. We'll tax the rich more. Oh, will we? Here's a fascinating piece by Freeman the other day in the Journal. You going to tax them more? You know, the top 20% earn about 60% of the income, yet they pay 70% of all federal taxes and 90% of all income taxes? The top 1%, oh, they're definitely getting over, right? They earn about 20% of the income. One, the top wealthiest person out of 100, one out of 100 earns 20% of the income, yet pays 40% of all income taxes. Oh, the rich aren't paying their fair share. You know what? Shut your mouth. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. You're just a freaking communist. Again, is the economy bad enough yet? Obviously not. Obviously not. There are still people out there who think Oatmeal Brains is doing a good job. Guy can't even say a freaking website. Do we have that? I hate to go out of order and screw you up. I'm sorry. Did you see this yesterday? The guy can't even read a website for student-love.rumcom-love. Here, listen to this idiot.
You can sign up for the SAVE plan at studentaid.gov/save. studentaid.gov/save. And remember,
this moron can't even read a website. Oh, and we pulled this yesterday too. You know the Biden two-step? Wait, I got to do it. You know the two-step? When he starts to jog, showing you how vibrant and young he is, he did it again. Check this out. This is great.
Thank you. Thank you.
You see it? Is that your thing, that sounder for the two-step? Is it bad enough yet? No. There are still people who support this guy. Folks, it has to get bad. It is not bad enough yet. I lived in New York City. You know what I need to pull for tomorrow? Remind me on the rundown. I need to pull the electoral map in 1984 for Reagan and the electoral map for Rudy Giuliani's reelection in New York to show you what it looks like when things get bad enough. Trust me, we're not there. Someone said the other day, I love Bongino's show, but it's depressing. I'm not depressed at all. I get depressed, but this country is going to fix itself. But we're just not there yet. When we're in really bad shape and things get super ugly, I'm telling you, you're going to have talk and conversation about New Jersey and New York being in play in a presidential election. You're like, that Republican winning New Jersey and New York? It happened. It happened. Reagan won both of them. It happened in my lifetime. Wasn't even that long ago. We're not there yet. That's how bad things were. Homicides, the economy. And this is what I think is going to be the breaking point. The continued assault on your kids. The diminishment and the attack on parents. The Justice Department, the police state I showed you in the beginning, targeting the MAGA supporters. They targeted January 6 people, people who attended the Latin Mass, school board parents, Spygate with Donald Trump, people who protested Ukraine. Everybody's going to be on a watch list. And people like this are going to be watching your kids soon. Check this out.
Let's talk about parental rights for a second, because it's become evident that it's being used currently in this fight against queer people, and especially queer kids, who need more protections than ever before. Like in Saskatchewan and in the U.S., parental rights are being used to thwart any rights of autonomy that the kid might have. And I'm sorry, but kids do have autonomy. We've already established this. For example, if a kid needs a blood transfusion and the parents don't want to, it's not the parents' right to refuse that blood transfusion for that kid because it is life-saving. In the same respect, if a kid only needs to like use a different name and pronoun in school, there might be a reason and a good reason they're not coming out at home. And they need a safe place to be themselves. And so to hell with this idea of parental rights when it comes to kids who have their own consent and then their own bodily autonomy and their own autonomy to their personhood that need to be protected.
Keep it up, libs. Keep it up. There's only so many kids you're going to do this to. Changing their name, their pronouns behind their parents' back while telling their parents, oh, it's like a blood transfusion. No, a blood transfusion might save a kid's life. Cutting off their nuts won't.
88,000. That's 8-8.
88. Frank Fugazi chimed in too. Oh my gosh, Fugazi in the show. Look at this. 19. Oh man, everybody. Look at this. Is crazy. So many people. This is 88,000 people watching. This is so nuts. Folks, is it bad enough yet? Someone sent me this last night. They sent me this Fox article. Let's go in reverse a little bit, Joe. They sent me this Fox article about Joe Biden building the wall. Oh, look, it's so bad. Dan, you were wrong about the immigration thing. I am not wrong. You're falling for this? It ain't going to build this damn wall. They'll build some nonsense. They'll show some construction. The wall will be like some nonsense piece they put up. They'll take a few pictures. This thing will come right down if he gets reelected. There is not a chance this is going to get built or get built in any way that would stop immigration. Biden's doing this because his poll numbers are going down. This is the real Joe Biden, this Yahoo piece. Joe Biden says it would not be another foot of border wall built under his administration. I love a bunch of people thinking this is a win today. He ain't going to build that damn wall. This is all for show. They'll send a construction team out there, folks. They'll build like 20 feet of it with a big hole in it and a gate they can open for everyone. And they'll go, look what we're doing here. It's going to, yeah, Guy said it right. It's going to be $7 trillion. Here's the scam. I'm glad you said that. You ready for the scam, folks? Get your pens out and write this down. Good, Joe. You got flag it, please. 11:46.
Flag it.
Thank you. This is October 5th or 6th or 8th, whatever the hell day it is. Watch what's going to happen. They're going to now put this in an appropriation. The wall's not going to be a wall at all. It's going to be some technology thing and a wall with big gates in it so they can open them up. Republicans are going to say, wait. This doesn't sound like a wall that's going to stop immigration. It sounds like some kind of political thing. And then the White House and Karine Jean-Pierre are going to go, you see, Republicans don't want to fund border security. Am I right? Oh, folks in the chat. I see the flags everywhere. Flag it right now. You'll thank me in a week for this. You see, Republicans, and you don't think it's weird that this happened when we're 40-something days from another government shutdown for a funding fight? Oh, thanks, Dan. He's right again. Joe, just unflag it right now. Unflag it right now. This is a predictive unflagging because I'm telling you it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because I'm always right. Sometimes.
Don't eat it,
you know, you watch. This is what's going to happen. Guy, keep your eye out for the, and Jim, you too, for the Karine Jean-Pierre clip. Keep your eye out for the Karine Jean-Pierre clip where she says Republicans don't want to fund border security because they won't fund this fake wall. Now, I told you in the beginning of the show, and I mean it. Some of you are taking this personal. I got to do the right thing, man. Do not fall in love with personalities on Capitol Hill. Folks, I'm now 4 days on this because it's still happening. There are people out there who are either pro-McCarthy, pro-Gates, pro-Biggs, or pro-Emmer, and they're emailing me left and right that, you know, this guy's, I don't care what they said. These guys all suck. Thank God people are starting to tweet out what I said yesterday. It's starting to resonate. We use them. They are tools. This is a gavel. Treat them like a hammer. If this were a hammer, this is what a politician is for you. You and your arm moves the hammer and makes it do. The hammer does not hammer nails by itself. You use the hammer. The hammer doesn't use you. Hammers out there are using you. They're getting you to fall in love with them to make irrational decisions. If they're doing something that turns out well, and we get Jordan or Scalise, who would be better than McCarthy, I like Jordan a lot, then great. They were a good hammer, and you nailed the nail in. If they do something that results in a piss-poor outcome, no good. I don't care who they are. These guys all suck. All of them. Here's a perfect example. I've been through this, folks, 1,000 times. I'm begging you to please trust me. Where someone comes to me and goes, oh my gosh, this guy, Tony Baloney on Capitol Hill, man. Oh, gave the greatest speech. Holy shit, this guy's so awesome. And I go, did you see his Liberty score? He scored a 42. Oh man, wow, could have fooled me. You know how many times I heard this about Trey Gowdy How oh my gosh, this guy's a killer up on Capitol Hill. It was Gowdy yesterday going after Gates. And by the way, I'm not celebrating Gates. I'm just telling you how people used to love Gowdy. He was the Gates of his time. And now they love Gates. And now both of them are at each other's necks. So who's right? The answer is it doesn't matter. It's the policy outcome that matters. The football, not who's throwing it. Here, this is what I mean. Watch this.
He's had a personal vendetta against Kevin. Look, I was there. I was there when he got there. He's had a personal vendetta. I'm not a psychiatrist. I can't tell you why he can't stand to see other people succeed. But if you, I mean, Matt Gaetz defended Katie Hill, remember, who gave us the term throttling. He defended her. He defended Congresswoman Jayapal. He's got a crush on AOC. But yet he delights in attacking Republicans. I can't tell you the psychiatric diagnosis. I can just tell you it's dangerous for the Republican Party.
Who's right? I was told, Joe, weren't you 10 years ago that Gowdy was the future? And he said, this guy's it, man. People were, they were going to run through the fire. He's telling you Gates is a shithead and he loves AOC. Who's right? Joe, what's my answer? I don't give a shit. I don't care if Gates loves AOC or not. All I care about is we get a more conservative speaker. You need to do the same thing.
They all suck.
They all suck. Here was Gowdy, by the way, who's attacking Gates, by the way. This was him, what, 5-6 years ago? During the Spygate drama? When Joe and I were knee-deep in this? Telling you how the FBI was doing just a peachy job. Remember this?
I am even more convinced that the FBI did exactly what my fellow citizens would want them to do when they got the information they got, and that it has nothing to do with Donald Trump.
I thought he was a superhero. You see what happens when you get lost in personalities? You and I are above that. They need us. We don't need them. They are tools. Nothing more. Here was Tucker when he confronted Gowdy on Fox. He confronted Gowdy about Gowdy saying the FBI had done a good job and Gowdy kind of questioning that the whole thing against Trump was a witch hunt. Oh, no, not a witch hunt. I want you to watch this and tell me who the superheroes are. Take a look.
You said point blank, it's not a witch hunt. And people say it is. It's not. But of course, it was a witch hunt by definition. When did that dawn on you?
Well, Tucker, if you think about the 4 points, number one, what did Russia do? I am convinced that Russia tried to interfere with the fundamentals of our democracy. So point number one that we were asked to look at, what did Russia do? Number two, with whom, if anyone? I was down there for almost every witness interview, and I'm the one that asked the question. And the answer was no one with the Trump campaign did anything with Russia. Then we got to the unmaskings and the leaks. So I don't think asking what did Russia do to our country in 2016 or try to do, I don't think that was a witch hunt.
But we don't have evidence that they did hack the DNC servers or John Podesta's email. So how exactly did Russia skew the election or interfere any more than a dozen other countries try to interfere every day? I'm totally confused.
No, I think those are two separate inquiries. I don't think they impacted the results of the election at all. Donald Trump won fair and square. What did they try to do? We spent a year. We wrote a report. The Senate wrote a report. I don't think there's not much quarrel on the intelligence of did Russia try to interfere?
Well, there
the
is with me. I'm sorry. There is with me. I mean, lots of countries. I mean, I've lived there my whole life. Lots of countries interfere all the time. I want to know, is there any evidence that they hacked the DNC server? That's the central allegation. And we're hearing from the CrowdStrike guy. No, there is no evidence. So I don't know what this is about.
Well, we couldn't answer that because, remember, the FBI did not gain access to that server. They didn't even try to gain access to that server.
Right.
The DNC gave it to CrowdStrike, and we will never know the answer to that question.
Folks, this is why I can't let this go. This week is too important. We got a speaker's fight coming up next week. Do not get lost in the personalities. These guys will always sell you out. Always. Always. Here's proof that these guys cannot get past the personality fights. We have no speaker now. I don't give a shit how we got here at this point. No, whatever complaints you have, oh, this guy pissed in this guy's Cheerios, whatever. We have no speaker. We got to pick one. We pay you to work for us. This is a consent of the governed House of Representatives. You represent us. Oh, I don't like Gates. I don't like McCarthy. We don't care. I can't imagine this in the Secret Service doing this. Hey, I don't like this guy Al I'm working with, so I'm going to do a really crappy job and let the president get killed. You'd be in jail. Here's this guy Mike Lawler, a congressman with Katie Turr on NBC, saying he's not supporting Scalise or Jordan because he wants accountability for the eight lawmakers who voted against McCarthy. Oh, so just to be clear, Newt Gingrich and Lawler, they want Gates, what, kicked out? Because why, you don't like that he peed in your Cheerios? I didn't like the way the whole thing went down either, but we're here. And now we need a more conservative speaker. Who gives a shit what I think? Let's get a more conservative thinker, a speaker. What is this, a crank measuring contest? Oh, look at me. Mine's bigger. Really? Get off your ass and get a new speaker in there. Oh, I'm taking my toys and going home? Lawler? Who the hell is this guy? I've hardly seen him on TV. Again, another TV guy. Just do your job and vote for a speaker. You got a personal beef with Gates? Go talk to him outside. You guys can settle it however you want. I don't give a damn. Paying you to get the country moving. Get your freaking ass back to work. Stop talking to NBC and vote for a speaker. You don't like Scalise or Jordan? Fine, vote for someone else. Oh, these eight law, I want sanctions again. For what? What law did they break? None. What ethics did they violate? None. I don't like them. I don't like any of them. I don't care. Do your freaking job. Pathetic. You want Gates kicked out? Good luck. You're going to have to get 2/3 of the conference to do it. You got 147 votes. You're going to waste time on this? Good luck. All right, I got to run. I got a radio show to do. Ladies and gentlemen, a hot show today. Thanks to everyone again who bought my book, The Gift of Failure. It's blowing up. Pretty embarrassing, some of this stuff. But the Secret Service story seems to be really catching on. It's like a Rocky montage there, me training for the cat team thing. People like, it's kind of a funny one. So check it out. Really appreciate it. Thanks so much. And please subscribe to the show, rumble.com/Bongino. Click that follow button. It's absolutely free. Join us for the chat every day in the live show at 11 a.m. We so deeply appreciate it. 92,000 today. What a day. Really appreciate it, folks. I'll see you back here tomorrow.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.